Hi, you guys. It's me again, Esmeralda. This is my second episode. This is just gonna be a little intro about myself. This really should have been my first episode. It should have been an intro about me and just what I do and just a little feedback so you guys could get to know me. Not feedback, but information on myself and my about. I'm just gonna tell you a little bit. My name is Esmeralda. I'm Mexican American. I live in California. I'm born to a Mexican-American mother. She was born in L.A. My dad is Mexican from Reynosa, Tamaulipas. I've lived in California my whole life, maybe once or twice. I lived for a few months or for a year or two when I was younger somewhere else. But I've been here my whole life. I live close to Silicon Valley. Not directly in Silicon Valley, obviously, just close to it. I'm not going to say exactly where. Not right now, maybe later. I started this podcast just to build on different platforms and build my brands and my personal brand and just document my journey. Hopefully, later on, somebody could get help from this or realize something, or it could help them, or me just looking back and what I have done. And it was mainly because of Gary Vaynerchuk. Him just saying that voice is the future and stuff like that, and to build on different platforms. My first social media online type of platform to be on was Twitter, which was maybe like 2 years ago. Social media and having my pictures and my information online wasn't a thing to me, even though I'm 27. I started obviously late because everybody has had a freaking Facebook and everything and Twitter and Instagram for like ever, but it just wasn't my thing. Anyways, little professional background on myself. I have an associate's degree. I have a bachelor's. I'm doing my master's right now. I have worked since I legally can at 16. When I was younger, I used to, sometimes I knew people with businesses or that needed help, and I would go and help them just because I wanted to make extra money, even though I had my dad helping me. Because obviously I was underage and he would buy me stuff, but then I wanted to buy other things, so I would work. I started right away, I think days after I turned 16, I was so happy to go and get my job at the mall. After high school, I was lucky enough to get a job in the business office in a medical center, in a hospital. So I have much of a healthcare background, more business background. My major for my Associates of Applied Science is medical assisting. My Bachelor's of Science is in Technical Management, and obviously an MBA is a Master's of Business Administration. I have an emphasis, concentration, in Information Systems Management. Again, I'm not done with my degree. Right now, I am a few hours away from my class because I have class this session on Mondays. I decided to do both of those fields because when I was in high school, I've always been a business person. I took business classes and stuff like that. Computers, you know, basic, simple business computers. So that's how I was able to have a professional job straight out of high school, literally not even a month into graduating from high school. I put in an application. I got hired right away for a simple position, but then my boss saw potential in me, and she ended up bringing me in to take over the registration, the creating of the billing accounts. And I'll get more into that later on. I just wanted to have like a quick session on telling you who I am and stuff like that. As we progress, you'll obviously get to know me more based on the information that I put out and knowing my personality and my character. I think certain things that I possess, character skills or attributes, are things that you're going to figure out on your own, and I don't have to tell you about them. I think certain things that we have and I have, certain attributes, are certain things that people don't brag about. They just are. And it might be weird that, you know, I listen to people like Gary Vaynerchuk and I have... Oh, let me just say what I do for a living, sorry. How I started, why I want to build on these brands is because when I got my bachelor's degree, I went, obviously, for positions with higher weight, you know, that carried more weight. So I wasn't really sticking to a title. I was kind of looking for an analyst type of position. I did a lot of analytical work in healthcare. I worked with people and doing Working closely with them and in groups and departments of people double my age with a lot of knowledge, years of experience. So I figure I would be able to do it. And I knew there was a diversity issue in Silicon Valley and just in women in corporate, period. I didn't know it was that bad. I didn't know there was a bias that was just awful in Silicon Valley. And like I said, just generally. So thankfully, I was pretty educated on the facts and the information, on data, on studies that talked a lot about these issues, especially the ones for women. Thanks to Sheryl Sandberg, her book Lean In, and a lot of other information that I accumulated and had knowledge of. So within months, I just thought it was awful. There's more of a little bit backstory to that, but long story short, I figured that either one, you keep on going at it. I always dreamed of being in a high position or management type of leadership position ever since I was younger, because I always knew I had the character and I was a business person. I knew I could do anything. That's why I studied healthcare, and I would study a little bit of technology and business. Obviously, those are you know, they're never going to go away, and they just keep on evolving. Obviously, technology and healthcare as well. Mostly technology, too. So I said to myself, either you go against these barriers and you go into the corporate world and you're going to see it happen to other women, or it's just going to be hard and it's going to be worse for you. And I'm a very for real person, so I knew I wasn't going to be happy doing that. So I said to myself, either you create your own startup, have a small company, do something on your own. I always saw myself of doing a lot of things in as a serial entrepreneur, business person, but I figured that would be later on in life. I didn't think it was going to be at 27 years old. I just think we need better companies, better people to work for, because the issues we have in Silicon Valley, when they're spoken about, they're not always spoken about factually. If you know about the studies and data behind the diversity issues that women face, a lot of things that are not talked about is how it's so tied to discriminatory and the bias. A lot of times they just make it seem like if it's us, that we don't want to do it, that we're not capable, and that itself, that we're not capable, is a bias as well. We're always seen like that as women. Again, it's with studies and what people don't talk about, especially women in leadership. The few of them don't talk about how easy it was for them because they're white or they look white. So, for example, Sheryl Sandberg, she does go into those type of details of race, like an ethnicity. I speak sometimes too fast, so I'm sorry. So, I respect her for that. Not a lot of people have the guts and balls to say that it's easier for them, or just simply to mention the facts of how it's harder for other individuals. I'm sorry, but that is something that I'm going to always, as long as we have this issue, sorry to say, we might have it for a few more years. Hopefully this and other things will encourage other individuals to be more educated and just bring up and expose certain things, because there's certain issues that we go through as minorities or as women. Both. Sometimes some of us are double minorities that people don't want, they just don't want to talk about, you know, or they don't want to exist. There's a lot of, sorry to say, men that don't want to see a woman to their level or above them in the corporate world. And that's just a little disgusting. Or a different race or a different ethnicity or whatever you want to label it these days. And that's what bothered me as well. Sorry. It bothered me that a lot of the facts weren't being said. And I understand it could be hard for them. But honestly, I've met a lot of men, even if they're Mexican, light-complected type of people, that have very good positions and elevate very well, but literally within months in healthcare and in other fields, and they're so dumb. It's not even funny. Somebody smarter who's a woman or somebody of a different color or race wouldn't elevate that easily. Maybe color, because, like I said, it's a hard thing to swallow and it's a hard thing to talk about, but I just don't like to alter facts. I don't like to alter things. So I think it's important, and that's what's gonna make my whole startup differently. Also, knowing that sometimes certain things companies are started to help minorities and this and that. And they like to stick to or label their companies or their movements or this or that just to a race or ethnicity, just for minorities. Me, I'm more neutral. Like, I know we have a huge issue, and I am going to be neutral. I'm not just going to hire women. I'm not just going to hire minorities. I understand that within a big issue, there's also smaller issues that we face. I got into business because honestly, I'm fascinated by business. It's a fascination to me. And generally, I haven't met a lot of women, even with whether they're in business or not, that are have my fascination. They're probably fascinated by other fields. And it's just completely different for me. It really is something that I enjoy. It's just so weird to even think about how when I was younger, I used to feel a certain way about it. I just really didn't know how much of a fascination I had for business. And anyways, going back to the whole startup thing, I want to create the company. It's going to be a tech platform. I mentioned it in my first podcast, Diversify You, with the letter U. That's what it's named. I didn't even want to mention it because I'm not going to mention it. Never mind. I was going to say something. But anyways, I just want to create that company. It's going to be for everybody that wants to be involved. Because, sorry to say, there's certain people that just want to help their own. You see, I would never just say that I want to help just women or just Mexicans or Latinos or whatever. I know that nowadays the word Latino and Latina is used a lot. I'm sorry, but there's a lot of inflation in within that word. A lot of people back in a few years ago, this word wasn't even that common. So I literally, it's not even funny. That's a whole different subject that I'm gonna go into maybe later on. We'll talk about it with the co-host or with myself. Also, I don't have a lot of recording or editing being done right now. People who help me, the few people who help me with different things. So this is just going to be raw. I hope it's using Anchor, and Gary said that this is an app he uses and that's very good audio and recording. So this is not even going to be edited. I don't even think I want to hear a lot of the things because it's just going to be weird when I hear myself talk or when I hear myself, my voice, I sound totally different and it's just so weird to me. I don't know if it's just me or a thing that people go through in podcasting, I don't know. But I'm sorry if the things are kind of scratchy or maybe I speak too fast. I'm not used to recording myself. I usually just have conversations with people. But I think you're really going to enjoy it. I think I'm going to bring a different vibe to the entrepreneurs. Because even being on Instagram, I see a lot of information that sometimes is wrong or seems very repeated, and I know a lot of things that I've studied because of my degrees and that I've gone through, and a lot of people do, but there's a lot of for example, business philosophers, different things that you learn in school that you wouldn't learn on the street level. And I think it might be good. It's a good thing to know, to develop, to have something different, obviously. I'm pretty broad. My mind is always racing. I like to develop. I like to, when, for example, a few years ago, I just barely got into reading books. And the books that I read are all business type of books. For example, like I had mentioned, Lean In. They would have to do probably with different people in the tech industry. Like, I just picked one up from Steve Jobs. Obviously, I'm a fan of his. I wasn't so into him when he passed away, sadly. I hadn't really dived in much into my fascination for business and just who he is as a person. I know he was more in technology, but I'm pretty broad in business. I mean, a good business person can transfer their skills into any field. But I don't even know if I mentioned what I wanted to mention from my startup. But yeah, that I was going to be neutral. I did mention that. And just my business ventures and something else that I do, for the past 2 years, I've done project management lightly. I help individuals that don't have much knowledge on online platforms, on social media platforms. I've handled small projects for executives. And I started doing that 2 years ago because I hadn't really discovered that I wanted to go on my own at such a young age. Again, I thought I would just retire early, be a few years in the corporate world, and then retire and have franchises and small businesses and big ones. You know, like I said, I always wanted to do everything, but it started early. It was lightly hard because it was a light choice, obviously, but it was because of something, all the negative and the bias I went through in the corporate world, just applying. And like I said, I'll go into more details that later on. I know a lot of individuals who have gone through it. I know a lot of people who trust me that have a lot of information that they will bring up of certain issues that they've seen, they know how they face, or how it's easy for them because they look different, and that people won't easily say. I think that's gonna be it. I might do another one later on. I think those are probably the basic things that I remember. I should have made a list of things that I wanted to say. That way it's not all over the place, but it kind of was. I'm sorry. But yeah, thank you for listening. And hopefully, like Gary says, you know, it's speed. I have to do a lot of these. I'm sitting on a lot of knowledge. I'm sorry, I can't even talk. And quality is subjective. There's certain things that you're probably going to hear that you don't care to hear. There's things that are going to totally, hopefully, change something in your life, or have you, I don't know. I also want to talk about certain books, and my knowledge comes from a lot of things, and hopefully that will encourage you, or probably bring up something in your mind that you want to do that's a little different. You know, sometimes a simple thought makes something different. You know, you could just all of a sudden just think of something because of something else that was brought up. But yeah, I'll let you guys go. Thank you for listening to episode 2, which should have been my first.